Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
One thing is for sure, the cultural artisans of the Filipinos, these are global talents. Hindi pa lang natin napapakita, but if you see the strength of our cultural artisans, masasabi ko talaga na we are at par also, no, with global artists, and we are worth to be celebrated globally. I see the need, no, of uplifting our women and supporting our cultural communities. And the best way to uplift them is not just to give them words of encouragement, but provide them economic incentive.
Mula Mindanao hanggang Melbourne, isang kwento ng kultura, pagkakakilanlan at layuning magbigay boses sa mga komunidad. Kilalanin si Raymond Pepito, isang Australia Awards alumnus na patuloy na pinagtitibay ang ugnayan ng Australia at Pilipinas sa pamamagitan ng sining at negosyo. Bilang nagtapos ng Marketing Communications sa University of Melbourne, itinatag niya ang Kabilin, isang digital initiative na tumutulong sa mga kababaihang Pilipino na mapalago ang kanilang mga negosyo habang pinapanatili ang kanilang kultura at tradisyon. Isa rin siya sa tumulong sa paglunsad ng Provincia Collections na tampok ang mga produktong gawa ng mga artisan mula sa Mindanao. Si Raymond ang naging tulay ng kultura at oportunidad para sa mga kapwa niya Pilipino. Sa pamamagitan ng Australia Awards, nabuo ang kanyang layunin na magbalik at magbigay. Dito isinilang ang Kabilin bilang kanyang re-entry action plan na nakatuon sa pagsuporta sa women-led businesses sa Pilipinas. Ano ang pinagbago ng kanyang buhay matapos makapag-aral sa Melbourne?
We talk about anong pinagbago during and after the scholarship? I guess unang-una sa during, ang pinagbago is more on the opportunities that I received, especially when I was in Melbourne. So I was able to extend my flex, like knowing the Filipino diasporas na meron tayo sa Victoria, being involved in the Philippine Consulate through the Filipino-Australian Student Council, or called FASCO, no? And also able to connect with fellow Filipino students during my time in Melbourne 2023 to 2024. And highlight after ng Australia Awards na journey ko dyan sa Victoria, I was able to help and return, provide return services na dito sa Pilipinas. For example, I provide pro bono workshops to help women entrepreneurs and cultural artisans. And more than that, I was able to bridge also the Victoria and Mindanao. Kasi after graduation, I wrote a proposal to Department of Tourism because it is in line, no, in terms of the promotion of Davao region to the world. And we saw that Australia ranks fifth sa may pinakamaraming international tourists na meron kami dito sa Davao region. So right after the graduation, the opportunity was to connect Davao region, tourism and trade to Victoria. So we had our roadshow in Sydney and then in Melbourne.
Bago pa man siya mag-apply sa scholarship, malinaw na sa kanya ang adhikaing itaguyod ang mga produktong Pilipino, lalo na ang mga mula sa Mindanao.
Kabilin is my re-entry action plan. So kapag nag-apply ka ng Australia Awards, kailangan may REAP ka, or yung tinatawag natin na re-entry action plan. So the re-entry action plan is the program or project na gagawin mo right after ng Australia Awards journey mo. So I'm now on my second year, no, as almost 2 years na after my graduation in Melbourne. So my re-entry action plan was to create this Kabilin Digital. So this is a digital marketing toolkit that will help, no, push economic incentives for our cultural artisans and women entrepreneurs here in Mindanao. So the purpose of the Kabilin Digital Toolkit is to equip our women entrepreneurs and cultural artisans to use digital spaces and platform in promoting their products. Kasi during the pandemic babies kami when we went to Australia. So isa doon sa nakita natin na problem dito sa Pilipinas was kukonti lang yung may capacity to promote their products online. Apart from mahina yung internet signal, wala silang access to technology, wala din talagang masyadong knowledge yung mga women entrepreneurs natin and cultural artisans in Davao region, for example, in marketing their products online. So in order to bridge the gap, I created a digital marketing toolkit called Kabilin. So it is an ongoing toolkit. So I'm providing workshops, free workshops for women entrepreneurs and cultural artisans for that one. And through my partnerships in Victoria, no, I was able also to bring some of the products there. Before pa kami, during the application period for Australia Awards, as I've mentioned, we have to create a re-entry action plan. And that is my re-entry action plan. And I believe yan yung reason kaya kinuha ako ng Australia Awards and I was able to have that scholarship. Because I look on to the relationship of the Philippines and Australia. At pinapahalagahan ng Australian government yung relationship with the Philippines. Particularly on the areas kung saan involved yung kababaihan at binibigyan din yung indigenous peoples. No? So nakita ko siya that it is an opportunity na while I'm studying Masters of Marketing Communication and University of Melbourne, that we capacitate our women and our cultural artisans. So prior going to Melbourne, yun na yung naisip ko na idea. It just happened na while I was there, I was studying so super daming opportunities like networks, no, and ideas coming from Victoria on how to implement the project. And I was happy that I was able to meet those people who are really instrumental in making this project possible.
Isa sa mga nais ni Raymond ay baguhin ang pananaw na limitado o panglokal lamang ang mga produktong galing probinsya. Ipinapakita niya ang kaya nitong makipagsabayan sa global market.
Hindi naman sa misconception, but I can see no na kulang yung pagpapahalaga natin on showing the best of our people and the best of our culture. If you go around Melbourne, you will see from the libraries to city streets to its museums and art galleries, andun always yung Aboriginal art. And sa atin dito, kukonti yung pagpapahalaga, but there are movements now, no, na nakikita natin na showcase yung ang mga cultural artisans natin. I believe ang pinaka-importanting mailagay sa puso't isipan natin ng mga Filipinos while I was doing this project is balik tayo on the basic of tangkilikin ang sariling atin, wherein we ask ourselves, within our household ba, meron ba tayong product dyan na locally source? Yun. And in terms of locally source, like for example, I'm trying to advocate among the hotels and resorts here in Davao region and in Mindanao that kapag pinag-uusapan natin yung lobby, are we using furnitures from indigenous peoples or local furniture makers? Do we have products within our restaurants or even within the accommodation properties, no, na locally sourced? Like nakikita mo natin yung mga tela natin, yung fabrics, textiles. Because one thing is for sure, the cultural artisans of the Filipinos, these are global talents. Hindi pa lang natin napapakita, but if you see the strength of our cultural artisans, masasabi ko talaga na we are at par also, no, with global artists and we are worth to be celebrated globally.
Masaya rin si Raymond na unti-unti nang nakikilala at pinahahalagahan ng mga produktong gawang Mindanao, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, kung hindi pati rin sa ibang bansa.
I am happy because right now, through the efforts of, example, indigenous peoples groups, no, like the IPMRs and the local government, NCA, really working hard to promote the Mindanao products. But I guess we also have to encourage the people in the industry. For example, I work in the tourism and trade industry, wherein we encourage them to adopt these products, these handicrafts, from our cultural artisans and cultural community. So that's why I've mentioned earlier, no, that I really would love to advocate for hotels, resorts to have their interior design, you know, inspired by Mindanaoan culture, for restaurants to use tropical fruits and indigenous ingredients, things like that. Yung mga presentations natin na sana may mga produkto doon na galing mismo from our cultural communities.
Naramdaman niya ang bigat at halaga ng kanyang ginagawa nang makita niyang may tunay itong epekto sa buhay ng mga artisan, lalo na sa mga kababaihan.
I've been in the consulting industry for more than 10 years now. No, I was doing a corporate career for 3 years, and after that, I joined international program. It is an exchange program where I've met my ASEAN counterparts, my fellow passionate young leaders then in ASEAN. And while returning home, I started my own consulting firm, and it's called Collective Plus Business Consultancy. And in my journey as a consultant in the local government and international NGOs, I see the need, no, of uplifting our women and supporting our cultural communities. And the best way to uplift them is not just to give them words of encouragement, but provide them economic incentive. And yung nakikita ko na and a form of empowerment is not just to capacitate them in trainings, but to help them, no, see opportunities and platforms wherein there will be economic incentives at the end of the day. So while I was writing my re-entry action plan, as I've mentioned, no, as an Australia Award scholar, no, nasa puso ko talaga yung we really have to make something for our cultural communities and cultural artisans. So in terms of gaano nakatagal, while I was doing my consulting work now for more than 10 years, I really see the need for us to champion that one. But I believe we're just starting the journey of making a difference in helping our women entrepreneurs and cultural artisans. So nagsisimula pa lang tayo, even though pag sinabi natin 10 years na ago, no, yung passion for this one, but we're still working hard to provide, give premium to this target beneficiaries.
Ang pakikipagtulungan niya sa pamahalaan ng Australia ay nagbigay ng mas malawak na plataporma para maipakilala ang kulturang Pilipino at mapalakas ang ugnayan ng dalawang bansa.
The Australia government, in a sense, no, have already provided us quality global education. And right now, the support that we're getting from the Australia Awards Philippines is they continue to monitor us and they invite us to share also our projects to aspiring Filipino scholars. So every year we get an invitation from the Australian government, from the embassy here in the Philippines, no, to join Australia Day, for example, Australia-Philippine Friendship Celebration. And we have continuing activities with the Australia Awards Alumni Association. As to Australia's interest, no, andyan pa rin yung collaboration to the Australia Awards Philippines. But for Australians, the Filipino diaspora that I've been talking about, no, who are based in Victoria, they're very supportive, because right after my graduation, I returned to Melbourne a month after my graduation, and we did a roadshow, no, a tourism roadshow, and I was able to gather more than 100 business people and active Filipino-Australians in the civic society.
Sa kanyang naging karanasan sa Australia, natutunan niyang mahalaga ang pagbabalik sa pinagmulan, at ang tunay na tumumpay ay nasusukat sa kung gaano karaming buhay ang iyong natulungan.
Yeah, I guess the thing that I've learned from this very journey is to keep my core and extend my flex. Keeping my core sa Filipino, na alam ko kung anong pinanggagalingan at punot dulo ng aking ng scholarship ko. The reason why I flew to Australia and studied my Master's of Marketing Communication is to help my bayan, to be back for service for my fellow Filipinos. And that's my core, my identity, and we have to be proud about it. And to flex our extend our flex, meaning we have to adjust also to different cultures, not necessarily to embrace, but enjoy and learn from the best of their practices, no? Because Melbourne, for example, is a melting pot of culture, and you will see a lot of multicultural areas and platforms wherein best practices of our neighbors, for example, in Southeast Asia and the Asia Pacific, na makakakuha ka ng inspiration doon. And I guess that's it. You just have to put your core first, that you are a proud Filipino. And while you are being a proud Filipino, you're also proud making friends with different cultures and learning the best from them.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.